We're holding here in Amud Kuf Mem Ches, and we saw the last time about Rachmanis and what is it that drives a person's sense of Rachmanis, and a person is Merachman his own, etc. Now he adds another knesh. Umipnei, Shashem Yisbarach Lokach Ubacha B'Yisrael Bifrat Mikol Ha'umas Liyashaloi Meira Bezeh Shu Yachid Shekim Shu Yachid Boicha Ba'um Yachidis. The fact that he took Klai Yisrael out of all the Umas shows that he's a Yachid. Shekim Shu Yachid Boicha Ba'um Yachidis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yachid, that's why he picks an Umi Yachidis. Loi Bechlal Umas. It's an Umi Yechidis that's not in the Klal of the other Umas. Sheze noise inyana achtus lios le am yuchad. Achtus creates a desire for an am yuchad. Shim enkan achtus le beuche bum yechidis. Ala shu yochid beuche bi yochid vzois avoide avoide me ume yechidis le mishu echad. Let's talk about this. The Rambam here is saying something, the Maral is saying here something which is hard to understand. He says that someone whose tchuna is a yachid searches for an umaretz yachidis. Now, first, just to tie to the word an umaretz yachidis, it could mean one of two things. It could mean klal Yisrael, one nation as opposed to many nations. Instinctively, when somebody captures countries, a king who's interested in capturing countries is interested in capturing a lot of countries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only looked for one nation, so that's one way in which to understand what he means in Umma Yechidis. Or he seems to be saying Klal Yisrael is unique in that it is by its nature it is an Umma Yechidis. Those are two shades of what it could mean. Not clear which one Maral means, but both of them have a meaning towards that. Let's talk a little bit about this Nekudi. He's saying because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, therefore he likes one nation. What does that mean? I mean, I'm one person, I like a lot of things. So where's a steer to being one? Rome was one empire that loved dozens of countries. It swallowed up every country in the world. What does it mean because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid, that's why every wealthy man is one person who wants to have tons and tons of money. So what does it mean? Because he's a yoch, he's becha b'umi yechidus, and so on. When we speak of yochid in terms of a person's tchuna, when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a yochid, we're not talking about a theological fact. Are there many gods? Two gods or one god? The answer is one god, and that's all there is to it. We're talking about a much deeper, we're talking about a certain description of Elikus as being identified with a concept of Achdus. Let's take a counterexample, how by a person, by people, a tchunas, what we call a tchunas, a nefesh of Achdus and so on. A person is curious, he looks around the world, and he discovers a lot of different kaiches. And he wants to know how motion works, and how the sun works, and how the moon works, and so on and so forth. That's curiosity of a person. One of the hidden agendas of science is to try to figure out how everything comes from one point, and everything radiates and branches out from one point. It's the most basic building block of science at its basic level, where you look for different phenomena, we see a bunch of phenomena and try to draw a sort of equation that covers all of them, a common equation. It's science in the big picture, where every koach that they find in the Bria, they try to figure it out how it's really a branch of a greater koch that includes smaller kochos. Where does that search come from? What, like, mechatesa. I understand that a person sees a wind, he wants to know how a wind works. And the reason is simply, he could make use of the wind, it's curious by the wind. That tchuna is a simple tchuna of curiosity. But there is an animamin, a hidden animamin, that everything comes from one point. And everything branches out from that one point. Not only science, philosophy. Philosophy starts with the understanding that all of beauty can be boiled down to one point, and everything is a subdivision of a subdivision of a subdivision. Same thing with goodness, same thing. In other words, every single book of Chachma is looking at a certain area and trying to discover what's the point that is the source where everything branches out from. What's that tchunas ha-nefesh called? What is that? The teretz is, there's a very clear sense in a person that everything boils down to one point. And b'meila, the meila, he instinctively feels it comes from one point. The world is one. And the reason is because the person has in his hardwire burnt in that sense that everything comes from one thing. There's no real logic why it's like that. It could be, you know, mechatesa, all material comes from one source. Mechatesa, everything's electrons, same electrons and protons, depending how you build it, that's how it comes out. There's a very firm sense in a person that that's the metzius. So the person has a certain tchuna in seichel that it is define something. A book that has a collection of events from the years 1900 to 2000 is called a scrapbook. A book that has a theme that describes the century and subdivides it into particular events is called the Chachma of History. That's very much our understanding of things. That's in terms of Chachma. Let's take in terms of Sheifa. If a person's mitzias is taivas nashim, so the more nashim the better, unless you get caught or whatever. But other than that, in mitzad the taiva, his taiva is a taiva for nashim, and it's not the pshat finding the right one. I mean, they're all good, and the more the better. There's no. It is a taiva for nashim. If a person has a particular sense of self, in other words, this is me. So then, something is going to fit that. If the more a person has a sense of specific a metzias, the more an ezek kenegdo has to fit. It's not. It's something that fits something. In the world, Akadosh Baruch Hu, when he needs to take an umma that reflects his metzias, the purpose of Akadosh Baruch Hu's kesher to nations is not that he needs the nations. It's not the pshat that there's a desire or a need to be mishtalet on nations and bring them all to serve Akadosh Baruch Hu, like to subjugate them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to find a vehicle for expressing a likus in this world. Nations cannot do that. Just like if I have a very particular nekuda that I want, then only something that fits that particular nekuda could express it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to find an ummah that is that nekuda. It's very specific. Having many umos say how good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but it's being expressed through vehicles of ribui, not of achdus. They don't have that nekuda. There's the word of achas is used a lot. Achas hi yonasi samasi, the inyan of loyalty. Like it says, the reason why Klal Yisrael is nimshal to a yonah is from the few balachayim that are very loyal to their mate. And you don't find loyalty amongst balachayim except by a except by a Yonah, and that's why Chazal is nimshal to Yonah. So we look at it, I mean, loyalty to us is a kind of it's a very expedient way of living. In other words, if I know I'll help you, you'll help me. Listen, okay, your spouse is sick and really not a very great help anymore, but imagine if you would be sick. So if somebody is not loyal, we look at it as in terms of breaking a contract, double crossing. Loyalty seems to us an almost artificial type of an artificial type of quality. It's not really, this is not, he's not a good person anymore, but I'm just loyal to him. Loyalty seems to us to say, despite the fact that it's not good, I signed the contract, what can I do? We got married, what can I do? That's the way the term loyalty sounds to us. We don't really think it's a very good midah most of the time. It sounds, whenever you say the word loyal, it's as if you're saying, despite the fact that there's no reason for it and it's counterproductive and it's very uncomfortable and expensive, but out of loyalty. The truth is, loyalty in terms of a human relation like achasi yonasi samasi is because it's like propriety hardware. Only one thing fits this. So I can't exchange this person for another person. One of the most strikingly crude and revealing comments ever made in human history was in the early days of the Soviet Union. I think it was Stalin who told one of his Politburo members that they've arrested his wife and sent her to Siberia. But he was Stalin was a very caring individual, generous. He says, "Don't worry," he says, "we'll get you another wife. It's not a problem for us. We'll find you another wife. Maybe send her husband away or something." But at the point, the attitude is, it's like cattle. So, you know, you have a zacha, you have an akeva. If you got rid of the akeva, you got a different akeva for the zacha. I mean, it's not more than that. I mean, no prat it means anything. So everything is not anything different than that. You have a knife and a fork. The fork got lost. You buy another fork. I mean, that's what you do. You don't throw away a good knife. The metzias of loyalty is because if this is atzmi b'sari, then nothing else is. Loyalty is everything is yechidus, and this is the only thing that fits this, which is the only thing. So what do we mean? Take a different basug. The yoina is faithful because HaKadosh Baruch Hu burnt into it. It's not a conscious act, but burnt in that chuna, Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the pshat, well, every nation needs a god. If this god is not serving you well, get a different god. There's no room, because I'm very specific. This is Metzias. There are no other umos. The Klal Yisrael is Yechida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yechida. So the Metzias of Klal Yisrael is other umos olam are drawn to Avodah Zarah, because in their own nature, their Tchunas HaNefesh is one of many, and the Mela, their relationship to gods are one of many. Klal Yisrael within itself has a Tchuna of oneness. It sees emes in that which is one and only. Its relationships are of the one and only kind, and that's a type of relationship that Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being one and only. If it's to religious expression, it's Shaykh many. There are a lot of different ways of expressing religion. This is preferable, this is less preferable, but this is at least something, and so on and so forth. Someone told me once he works for Pilim in Eretz Yisrael, and one of the things Pilim used to work on was kids getting caught up in cults. So they found a kid in Haifa that was going to one of these, I don't know, IM, transcendental, was something of that nature, some of those cults. So they came and spoke to the mother, representative of that came and said, you know, your kid is getting involved in that cult. So the mother answered, yes, she knows about it, and she's happy, she says, because she wants him to have something spiritual in his life. So if Judaism is not so important in life, but at least he'll have at least something. It's the same thing, but it's a little bit different. So if we can't get the exact color, we'll get a close match to it. The tchuna of Yechidus and Klal Yisrael is that they perceive the emes as being of yochid nature, and b'meila Klal Yisrael, that type of tfisa, that type of understanding is shayach to the Heren HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For those who deherit in one of many, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one of many, and b'meila they're not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if they espouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a wonderful, great, tremendous religion, but it's not the deher of Echad Nyachid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klai Yisrael as an Umma Yechida. So there's two natures, and both are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not choose many nations, because if you choose many nations, there's a saying, he who has many friends does not have a friend. The person who can be something to everybody doesn't have a metzias where you can pin him down and say, but this is me. And it's very, very, very specific. But this or that. So Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only take one ummah, because if you take two ummahs, then you automatically say that you have no shaykhis to something else, and then you have no shaykhis to yichidus, and Klal Yisrael in itself has it. V'zos avoda hi avoda me ummah yichidus l'mishu echad v'zeu etzem hakorban hazeh l'kachoye kol avoda hazois b'inyan achdus. And that's why all of that avoda was in the achdusik oifen. I want to explore a little bit further. So the point he's saying here is the carbon itself had a lot with achdus, and he goes on to the next piece explaining it. It's very similar to Ram's explanation, how every facet of carbon pesach was oneness, the way it was made and everything. He goes through all of it, and that's his. And he we'll see it tomorrow, Hashem. But I want to go back a little bit to the point he's making. The avoda that we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we talk about the avoda of great people, we say that the miyachad yichudim. The miyachad yichudim, for better or for worse, it means, like you say, a lot of the shem yichud. So every time you say the shem yichud, you mean miyachad yichudim. What it boils down to, as strange as it may seem, for us, the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad is a simple theological statement. If someone were to ask you, well, what chelek avodas Hashem are you doing? I'm working on Ava, I'm working on Yira, I'm working on Kedusha, so I understand. And he asked somebody, what are you working on? I'm working on Yichud Hashem. You've got problems with Emunah, like I mean, you're entertaining other possibilities. Well, what do you mean you're working on Yichud Hashem? What does it mean you're miyachid yichudim? The teretz is any time a person is torn by any other desire except for avodas Hashem, there's a tusiness in himself. I always tell over, you know, sometimes me older, my kids say things. I went to a school where you had kids from a lot of very different backgrounds. The message in the school was also very complex. The English, the Hebrew department was very, very frum, and you know, they had very chashra abonim who kept saying Hashem and Torah and all that stuff. The English department were English teachers. They had no shaykh to the Hebrew department. There was no manal over them. They had their own fiefdom, and they talked about the world and you know, and everything, very, you know, common American ideals not even lip service about, you know, for the purpose of Judaism. It was an English department, and it was the twain never met. So I remember we had a Christian teacher. And, you know, once in a while they would get off on discussions. I think usually they try not to get involved in discussions, but once in a while they would get into discussions. And he asked us, I don't understand, if you're religious boys, he was a French, he was not religious really, but I guess French Catholic by birth. If you're so religious, how come you're into so many material things? In the sense, you're studying, everybody wants to do well in college, and so on and so forth. He asked it innocently, and the kids struggled with it, and one kid answered, and very honestly, in a kind of summing up the different myths, he says, we believe a person has to have two goals in life, a religious goal and a secular goal. And that's why, you know, religious goal is one thing, secular goal is the second thing. which in effect is saying that he believes in a duality. I mean, on a personal level. I mean, he can say there's only one God, but life is about two things. That's not. It's they're saying one thing with their lips, but they mean another thing. It's one thing if you say you can use everything for Avodas Hashem. That's fine. That's what you're supposed to do. But the Avoda of Klal Yisrael in Achdus is when a person has a taiva. The first and foremost thing that he wants is, it's not, the taiva itself is not the problem. The problem is, I want it for myself. For instance, let's take a very, very practical example. A person has kids. A person is raising a family with kids. Kids take up an extraordinary amount of time and energy. And people are frazzled. It's 24/7. It's difficult, and so on and so forth. And people at the wit's end, and people naturally want to get away for a day or two. They want to take a vacation, so on and so forth. There are two attitudes. One attitude is, I need to rest because I am going to fall apart. If I want to raise my kids, I need to take a day off. Do that. That attitude is one attitude. There's a second attitude. You know, I've also got a life. My kids can't take away my entire life. I want to give them a lot of time. One day a week, I need to be able to have a life for myself. That says that there are two things in life. There's this goal and this goal. There's a big difference. It's one thing if a person says, if I learn all day long, I will plots. My mind can't focus for 12 hours. My body can't sit still for 12 hours. So I need to take an hour, whatever it is. Fine. That's one attitude. A second attitude is, I mean, how much does HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand I give him of my life? I want a life for myself also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got a life for himself, I want a life for myself. I want a life. It's there on a narcissistical level, a person is, that's where it's lacking in being echad, in being in velkim baras adam yashav ein bikshu cheshbonos rabim. The behemoth, the tusim, starts looking for other things also. The metzias of Karban Pesach is a Kadosh Baruch Hu found Klal Yisrael and Uma that can be driven and focused on one point. One of the reasons why the Jews was involved in so many causes, I read a book once in Hebrew, they had biographies of all Jewish revolutionaries. I think it was like within the last century there were 50 or 60 of them, like Trotsky, and Marx was also a Jewish, but there's a whole list of people that really, and the pshat was, a revolution demands that a person be able to give everything towards one cause, period. To block out everything in his life, or not to block it out, but to focus on one nekuda. It means there's a realization that a person can say, "In nothing exists but this." It's not just a theological statement that's, is there one moon on Saturn or two moons on Saturn? It's not that type of statement. It's the entire nefesh of a person being wrapped up into one inyan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael as his Ummah, the description of Klal Yisrael was, they are Ummah Yechida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not take an Ummah that is not Yechida, because he's a Yechid. So choosing Klal Yisrael means he chose an Ummah that is Yechida, and Karban Pesach is the carbon, the first carbon we brought as Klal Yisrael. It says that when you become his Gaia, you're supposed to have mikveh mila and a carbon. Hazoya of a carbon. We don't have a carbon, so it works without it. But there was Hazoya and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's Karban Pesach was their initiation to Klal Yisrael in many ways. It required the mila beforehand, etc. The mohus of Klal Yisrael is expressed in Karban Pesach, which will go through it, is the oneness of Klal Yisrael. We're expressing within the Karban Pesach the oneness of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Thank you.
Mishpach.
I think that it has to say that until like the 70 languages came out, there was this possibility for another Uma. That was the point where like everything was split into.
In what say what when?
When the after Migdal Babel.
That was a possibility of what?
That's the time where like all the garden became really dual, and until then like it would have.
It definitely shows very clearly the splintered nature of the Umos Olam, that there are bits and pieces and not one.
It's just definitely like one thing.
But it's definitely a very good comparison that shows that the Umos are all splinters, bits and pieces, and not in the Kudim Merkazes. That is a good yes.
Place has to be one in the Sadr relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu needed to be one for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to say.
Let's put it this way.
Which is the Pesach Adar?
This is Klal Yisrael's Metzius, and it is evidenced by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us for His Umma. So, certainly the way I explain it, the way I think it is evidence. This is our Tchunas HaNefesh, and it is evidenced by the fact that we're one.
Meaning the Yochid of Klal Yisrael expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yechidus,
yes,
and not Klal Yisrael's Yechidus, and having anything to do with the fact.
Yes. Okay.